This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We're all aware of the saying that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And this is exactly why most porn addicts relapse, because they do not have a schedule to fill up the day with productive activities that will keep them on track and prevent them from going back to square one. Welcome back, everyone, to the Aware Academy. You are watching Pandemic with the solution in mind. And please remember, we are still at that initial stage of starting out our journey towards recovery from pornography and any undesirable activity. Today's episode titled Plan Every Day of Your Life. Don't ever let a day pass by without knowing exactly what are you going to do on that particular day and the next day and so on and so forth. The reason being, if you remain idle, if you remain bored without really having in mind something to do, and of course we are referring to productive acts, then the alternative, believe me, will be pornography. High achievers and scholars in the field of productivity, they always advise us to spend 20 to 30 minutes every night before going to bed to plan what you're going to do exactly the next day. And that provides you with clarity in mind when you get up in the morning, knowing exactly what you're going to do. They even tell us that if a person will spend 1 hour a day on the same subject for 5 years, such a person will become an expert on that subject. So you can even use this tip of planning every day to become an expert on any subject that you are passionate about by, for example, reading on that subject every single day. Imagine if we just single out reading as part of your plan. Do you know what you can actually do that will fill up your day with productive action, such as reading? You can read any book of your choice every single day for 1 hour, and you don't need to sit down for a complete 1 hour to read that book. You can spread this hour throughout the day. You've got 24 hours a day. Or if you don't like reading, maybe you can hear that book or listen to a podcast, and from that podcast write down notes, your own notes, which will be later on your own property of knowledge. And that knowledge later on you can spread it. You can come in front of a camera like this and teach us what you have learned. All what I just shared with you right now in a few seconds is about reading only. From reading comes wealth of other activities that you can actually execute, but all happens if you have a plan in mind. The same idea can be applied if you wish to improve your relationship with your loved ones, with your wife, with your husband, with your children. Plan something together, and you must initiate that plan. You must fill up your day with productive actions. And of course, it goes without saying that spiritual growth and connection with your Creator should become also part of your plan. How many times a week are you gonna attend a religious gathering? How many books per year are you gonna finish reading about your religion? How many times you will stand up at night and pray before God, asking Him, begging Him to change your situation in your favor? Every single day, all what you need to do is a notepad before going to bed and plan your day ahead. If you remained alone the next morning, then you are alone with your thoughts. You are alone with your triggers. You are alone with your devices. You are alone with your Satan, who will be pushing you to do that which is wrong. So plan your day in a manner that you know it will restrict you from doing any nonsense. So stay strong, do what you know is right, and I will see you next week, Thursday, 8 p.m. as usual, with Pandemic with the solution in mind, with another tip and trick that hopefully will improve your life and help you break free from porn addiction. Don't forget, before leaving, subscribe to the Aware Academy channel, share the content with everyone, and stay aware.